Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio.
Every Tuesday night, 8 to 9.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday.
Another episode of PD Radio with me, your host, CEO Tam, rocking with my co-host, producer, and eardrum therapist, Black.
I'm here, ready for you guys. We got a great show lined up for you. It's been a wonderful weekend, Father's Day weekend. I know you guys got something to tell us, so please call in again. You know that number is 646-478-3599. Call us up, let us know how you're feeling.
Tonight, we will be joined by the talented head honcho of Six Man Radio, Mr. Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. And for those who don't know, this man is the depth of hip-hop. He knows all, sees all, and has been all over the world living it. And tonight, he'll be here to chat with us on his story.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to go into the topics right now. First, coming up, what we're going to talk about, Black, the Father's Day.
Yep, first off, you know, I want to just get a little aftermath about the Father's Day. You know, if the father's listening, you know, call us up. You know, we want to hear about your Father's Day and find out, you know, how your weekend went. You know, hopefully your advice last week helped you out. If it did, you know, call in, give us some kudos. If it didn't, you know, maybe next year, you know, try to help you out.
Yeah. Call in and let us know what kind of gifts your father's received this year. Call us up at 646-478-3599.
That's right.
Also, what we want to talk about tonight is a violation. What's your violation, Black?
Well, I got two violations this week, so I'm just going to run them down real quick. So the first violation is... the first violation... You know, I got to, you know, come at, you know, Floyd Money Mayweather's neck, you know. To have your lawyer, you know, try to put an appeal to get you a lighter sentence because it might, you know, permanently mess up your physique, your stature, you know, all that good stuff. You know, come on, man. You know, I'm glad you got denied. You know, run your sentence, you know, do what you need to do. Stay out of jail. That's first off, you know. To me, that's a violation. You know, if you feel otherwise, call in, let us know. But to me, that's a violation. The paperwork has never been put in. That's just how I feel about it.
That just seems to be the way it goes, you know, when you have a little celebrity, you know, your lawyers find a way to get you off for any little thing, you know.
Right,
but if
right.
you're the average Joe, you have to, you know, you have to suffer the consequences of what you've done. There is no getting off on something like, oh, that's going to mess up her mental well-being. She can't go to jail. She'll be a mess, you know?
Right.
But his lawyer can fight the case. Oh, it's going to mess up, you know, his physical stature. What does that have to do with anything?
Exactly.
They work out in jail.
Right.
They work out in jail all day.
Physical
stature will not be affected
one
at
hour
all.
Of outside time, so... All I can say is, you know, run in a circle or something. You know what I mean? You got to do the time. You know, that's how I feel.
Make the most of that 1 hour, baby. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's all you get. You know, hopefully, you know, there was no charge for that paperwork, but that's, you know, that's a jit right there. He should have known he wasn't going to get it. So I'm happy that, you know, he did not get that. You know, and the second violation, I know everyone out there, you've seen the photos, Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, with the chin music, you see, you got his chin all lumped up, got that nugget, you know, that chunk missing. And my thing, you know, I'm not. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? He had a little something extra going on in his nose that he should never posted that. You know what I mean? So that's a violation right there. You know,
these people know better. They should have took that down immediately.
Yeah, you got to.
I'll never look at him again like he's sexy. I'm like, oh no. You can stay hanging out your nose. Mm-mm. That was nasty. He knows better. He should have looked at that picture carefully before he put that up.
Right. Photoshop that or something. I'm quite sure somebody in the entourage got skills, you know, Photoshop that.
You cannot get your sexy on posted a pic with a booger hanging out your nose.
Yeah, you might have some glass or something still in there or something.
It was white too, so it makes me wonder if it was something else.
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that.
You never know.
Yeah. So... But
all right, I want to go into a song right now. And the song I want to play for you guys tonight to start off the show is Jocelyn Brown, Somebody Else's God. So sit back. I know you guys love this song. Sit back and enjoy it.
I can't get on my hope, and I can't let you go. You are the one. You are the one who makes me feel so real. Yeah. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Oh, what am I supposed to do, baby, when I'm so hooked up on you? Then I realize, oh, I realize that you are somebody else's God.
I hope you enjoyed that selection, Jocelyn Brown, Somebody Else's Guy. And the next thing we want to bring up tonight is work etiquette, do's and don'ts. The first one I want to talk about is, it's a don't. The first don't is, don't try to buddy up your supervisor thinking y'all cool and catch an attitude when they dock you for being late or don't approve your time off. You have to remember, this is business, it's not a friendship. So all that buddy-buddy trying to think you're going to get over, that's a major don't. Don't do it. You're going to fail at it every time.
You sound like you're talking from experience, too.
I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. I'm just saying.
All right, now. All right, so we got a couple callers on the line, so let's bring somebody in, see if they got some work etiquette, do's and don'ts. Let's see what we got going on. Caller, what we got going on here at PD Radio?
Hey, guys, it's your girl Nadine from Bodega Fresh, Six Man Radio.
Hello,
darling.
What's going on, Nadine?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I just wanted to come on and show support to a fellow team member for Six Man Radio. You guys sound great.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the call and the support. For everybody that's listening that don't know, Nadine, Miss Shiganhan on Twitter, the other half of Six Man Radio, co-hosting with Bad C. She puts it down. She has her very own show as well, Bodega Fresh. And when does that come on, Nadine?
That's on the first and third Sundays of the month. So it's a bi-monthly series. And, yeah, I feature indie artists, but I also play all the great music, funk, jazz, soul, hip-hop, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I do. I get it in.
Right.
So I hear you guys are talking about work etiquette, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
you got something for us?
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree with you. Like, you know, don't buddy up with your supervisor thinking it's all good in the hood, because it's not, you know.
You know,
even if
they
behave that way, you know, they do tend to get friendly, and you may let your guard down, and next thing you know, it's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I've been working for, I got a full-time job, too. I've been working for this woman actually twice in my working career, so, and she is my friend, but I know the line, you know? I know the
line.
Right.
She's at
the
number
line.
One position she plays is my boss, so I don't get too friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Sadly, a lot of people, you know, they just don't know how to separate that. I just had someone at my job, you know, because I'm friendly with her at work, she thought, you know, she was going to come in a half an hour late, and I wasn't on doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So when I docked her, she came into my office like, well, you know, she tried to play it off like, well, I wasn't really that late. I said, you were 25 minutes late. Technically, you're half an hour late.
Yep.
She's just looking at me with this face like, oh, you're really going to dog me? And I looked at her right back and said, yes, I am.
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to tell the people the truth. That's all that is.
But they try it. I have another one, though. Another don't.
Okay.
And this is something I cannot stand. Why do people, for lunch, warm up fish or anything that has curry in it? Why? That's a definite don't. That's
well, I mean,
you know,
they got to eat.
No, Nadine, no.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
know.
Find out if you're doing it, Nadine. Let me find out.
No, I'm just saying. I work with a lot of people.
You're protesting a little too much.
That is true.
I work
in a big
department,
work
so a lot
sometimes.
Of people warm up their food.
You know, get it funkified in there, you know.
Yeah, it does get a little funky.
Yeah.
You know, do what you got to do. Bringing your leftovers is all good, but the fish and curry is the stink of the place. And I love fish, and I definitely love curry, but I can't take that to work. That's
somebody warmed up something in the microwave, and when I tell you it was like death. I'm like, what happened out here? Is something rotten? Nah.
Wow.
Nah, somebody warming up their food.
I got a question for you, Nate.
Sure. Go ahead.
Now, if someone ever did that, are you willing to step up to them and, you know, tell them the truth about what they cooking? You know what I'm saying? Do you get it with them and
I mean,
you know,
they know.
You can't handle the truth.
Do you tell them like that? Do you come at their neck? You know, talk to me now.
No, I mean, they know. They know that it's funking up the whole floor or whatever. I mean, because there's a lot of people on my floor, so people are warming up back and forth all day long. So, I mean,
right.
And I smell all kinds of food, and it is what it is. It's acceptable. But when it's, like, funky, everybody comes
right.
out like, what the hell? Who did that? Why is
right.
what's that smell? Something is going on that's wrong. I mean, it only happened, like, once or twice. But, yeah, they came in there like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, yeah, man, you eating that? Because that don't smell right, you know?
Right.
About somebody that,
exactly.
you know, go to the water cooler and they take the last little drop of water out and they walk away like they didn't do it and refuses to change the bottle.
I can't stand that.
That's a major don't. They try to look around and see you looking before they walk away. No, I saw you take that last strip and change the bottle.
That's a violation right there. That's a violation.
That's definitely a violation. Here's another violation that I say definitely no at work.
Uh-huh.
No office affairs.
Oh, I feel you on that. Ooh.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, because that could get real messy.
Mm-hmm. You know I'm right. Real
yeah,
messy.
Lying about that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever experienced that, Nadine?
Yeah. I mean,
there's this
guy that I work with, and he's like, I don't know. I always ask him. I was like, is your face in the orientation packet? Because why do all the girls know where to go? I mean, like, what is going
wow.
on here, right? He was like, it's not, but yeah, I don't know. I was like, and then, like, everyone knows. Everybody knows. Like, he's like the, you know, the lover of the company or whatever, you know.
Oh.
And I'm really good friends with him, so they'll ask me stuff like, is he having sex with the president? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you right here, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, I don't know what it is. And, you know,
right.
I always ask him, like, yo, why do you do that? Like, why do you? Because he's not looking to settle down or anything like that. And the
right.
and the chicks be on him. And, I mean, the chicks buy him, like, lavish gifts, all kinds of stuff. You know, $300
wow.
shirts, cufflinks, tickets to stuff. They take him out for his birthday. And I'm like, well, you must
ooh.
Got the magic stick, son.
I'm trying to tell you. got that seriousness going on. Wow.
I don't know. And, you know, well, in my company, too, like, there's not a lot of our people, black people. So,
oh,
I understood.
And he's, like, really the only black man in the department. Actually, there's another one, but he's, like, a junior. So he's, like, a senior-level brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the man when it comes to work, but obviously when it comes to the ladies, too. And, I mean, like, it's really pathetic. It's really crazy.
Okay, so,
they bake him
so
things.
He wears swag like that. He's, you know, he's just, you know, he understands he's, like, you know, one of the only African-Americans in the building, and he handles himself
yeah.
in that manner and still doesn't care, huh?
No.
So he's
no.
just walking around like,
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
It's right.
That's how he walk around. He's just getting it on.
It's true.
You don't understand.
I want to be like that when I grow up.
I'm telling you.
I want to have it going on just like that.
It's really out of control.
It's kind of nasty, though. It's kind of nasty, but
okay.
It's the truth. Mm-hmm. Another don't. Do not go to work and take a dump, and don't spray behind yourself. Because you know what? You have to walk into your funky madness behind you.
It's true.
Office, so, and they do it
yo,
all.
Yo, you ain't lying right there. I even have a spray. Like, listen, I know when I'm going to go blow it up. I'm bringing my spray.
I'm done
I got
with
the
you
Febreze
already.
In my drawer. I got the Febreze right here. Like,
I'm
I don't
done
want,
with you.
I don't want to destroy anybody's nose, you know. I respect people's sense of
exactly.
smell.
Exactly. Now, you do
everybody's
know that there is that.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Everybody has this in their building. There is a bathroom, and everyone who works in the office building that I like to call the presidential suite, that's the bathroom. That's the cleanest bathroom in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You go down there, nobody will mess with you. That's where you go.
That's
also,
crazy. Yeah, yeah.
You got to do the courtesy flushes. You just can't go up in there raw dog and just, you know.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell y'all this. At my job, I have my own bathroom in my office. So the girl, I let them come and use mine instead of using the patient's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's one girl, oh, my gosh, Nadine, she comes in here at least twice a day. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you taking that's making you go to the bathroom twice a day? And then you're doing it in here. I'm like, are you keeping it, you know, close that door? I'm going to linger out. I don't want to smell that shit.
That
I'm
is
ready to tell them, go,
awful.
Go use the other bathroom. Stop. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So, that is really bad.
Then we got another caller on the line. What's going on? Is Infamous out there?
Oh, what up? What's goody? It's Jess.
Hey, Jess. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, CEO Black?
Hey.
Radio.
Those who don't know, Jeff Infamous, along with Black and Legend, they put together the PD intro for us. So.
Oh, wow. Salute.
Yes,
thank
Jeff
you,
with your voice on there, putting it down for PD Radio. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, no problem.
You want to chime in on anything with this office etiquette before we go to a break?
Office etiquette. Oh, man. Yeah. Let me comment on, you know what I'm saying, bringing food in some, the violation. Just not to bring in and warm up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to some rice and chitlins. I said, no, you don't do this in front of white folks.
Chitlins? No.
Oh, man.
Wait, did you really just say chitlins?
That's an extra violation.
That got your curry fish beat out.
Yeah, that was. I had to walk out the break room like, you know, peace. You know, with my head down, like, y'all in there. The other ladies was eating, I think they were eating, like, peanut butter and celery and salads, and I know they was like, what the hell is that smell?
Must be a nigger. Must be a black dude.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That's
something
that
they be ready to call us out.
That's the thing.
They got to come in here with their soul food.
Scratch. That was so
man.
I had to tell her, though, at the end, I was like, look, you know, you just can't do that. Oh, damn, this is what I cooked last night. I'm picking it in. I'm like, look, do not bring that shit in again.
No, you better bring in a can of spaghetti or something. Don't do that.
No.
That is,
well, you guys, I'm going to jump off the phone. I got to bounce out, but congratulations. Show is the bomb. All right, so keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you so much. All right,
we'll share with you later.
All right, later.
All right. Right now, we're going to go into some music. We're going to play For the Love of Money. And after that, followed by Bad Seed Bill. And after this break, we should
Yo, this is Queen Latifah, bringing a song to you about a place you might live. In case you don't understand, it's called New Jack City. In case you still don't understand, I brought along the first truth kick the ballistics. Come on.
guys enjoyed that selection. PD Radio here, and we have our guest, Bad Seed, on the line. But before we introduce him in, we want to play for you one of his cuts called Bill. So sit back and enjoy this. Bad Seed, Bill.
I'll play.
Feel this.
Let's go.
Feel this.
Super.
Yeah, feel this. Feel this.
Yeah. For my niggas out there. Bills on top of bills, bitch. Throw your hands in the air.
Feel this. I just got paid, that don't mean shit. Got a table full of bills, look, you gotta see this. You got a Sprint bill, cable bill, card, no why. Rent due, shit, the rent too damn high. Water bill, heat bill, they send them for a cheap thrill. Disconnection, notice it, I ain't even notice it. My bills got bills, and I got chills. I thought I was getting new LeBron, I was wrong. I can't, so I won't, rather have my lights on and my internet so I can see 50 tight songs. And I gotta see Charlie Sheen, act a damn fool. Gotta shop online, think I wanna buy pool. Cool, bad fastball is Sprint. They ain't get the pass due amount as a hit. Dial 611 and wait till it rung. And lit the blood I rolled in. Now it has begun.
Call me, fuck that.
Thank you for calling Sprint.
What the fuck?
To speak to a live representative,
I just want
to
speak to a fucking
press 9.
Bullshit.
To tie your shoes, press 8.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wait. Here you go. Yes.
I'll play the blues.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's me. No need to verify shit.
Will you stop cursing?
I'm keeping the pennies I get. Y'all got fees for having fees,
okay.
So I'm grabbing these nuts.
Sir.
Where the supervisor at?
Liza?
Where Liza at?
Sir.
And why you still there? Why everybody there? Slumdog millionaire.
I don't know what you're
talking about. I don't care.
Look.
I don't understand what you say when I ask
Sir.
You about my bills, so I ain't paying
Sir.
Shit on Clinton Hill.
Chill.
Chill. Shit, you don't know how I feel.
Sir, Rob calm down,
pay
sir.
Ball, pay them, pay y'all.
Okay.
Now, what if I get fired or if I get laid off? You gonna take away my service and you wonder why I'm nervous?
Look, sir, look,
no.
I understand your plight.
Right.
The story sound alright, but we don't care about your lights. You wanna talk, wanna text?
Hell yeah.
Keep getting checks. If you don't, you
what?
Be a letter sending looking ass nigga. Matter of fact, I shut you off on GP. Got a problem, see me.
Yeah,
I'm in apartment 3D.
Fuck
but now you
way,
violated,
nigga.
And that ain't
I'm
right.
Violated.
So thank you for coming now. God bless
wait,
you.
Wait, don't cut me off.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
All right, that was Bad Seed Bills, and right now we have the man of the hour on the line, Mr. Bad Seed. Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Oh, what's going on, Seed?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Hey.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We hear you now.
Yeah, what's good? Shout out
to
PD Radio, man.
Thank you. We just played
man.
One of your joints, Bills. I like that song a lot. A lot of people can relate to that.
I play that whack shit. That shit whack, man.
Nah,
whack.
Far from it.
That joint, that was on the last mixtape. It was the Side Eye mixtape we put out last summer. It's definitely one of my favorite joints too. You know, you already know. I try to make music that, you know, I don't want to make music that goes with what everybody's doing. I try to make music that 5-10 years from now you can still listen to it and be like, wow, you know what? That really still happens. You know what I
mean?
Right.
Well, that's why I'm a fan of your music, because you do music that people can relate to instead of all the crap that's out there. I mean, who cannot relate to that song we just played, Bill? Everybody.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody has bills. Pursuit. Everybody is struggling to pay their bills. So
that's
a good one right there. I love it.
It's interesting because my approach to music is this. You know, there's really nothing wrong with making club music and music for the club. That's cool. You know, that's an aspect of life. We all like to have a good time. But my music represents what happens after you leave the club. When you leave the club, when you go home, when you actually have a relationship, or you have a bills, or your problems at work, or you know what I mean? Like the actual things that happen from 7 o'clock in the morning when you wake up to, or whatever time you wake up to, you know, before you go out to the club and act like ain't nothing wrong and drink and smoke and act like you don't really have a life for real. You know, that's what my music represents.
So,
that's
why I definitely appreciate that.
Go ahead, Black.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I definitely appreciate that track, the way it's constructed, you know, the creativity and how you set it up with, yeah, you know, the caller and things like that. You know, a lot of MCs not doing that. You know, they just stagnant in that box and that's it. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the fact that you reach out with the creativity,
that.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes, man, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, that's another thing. You know, when you're making a record, when you're making music, it's about entertaining. You got to entertain the people that's listening. You know what I mean? You don't want to keep making the same type of, okay, the format is, we're going to go in there,
right,
we're going to get a beat, I'm going to spit 3 verses, 16 bars a piece with the 8-bar hook and fade out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, come on, man. Like, that's like wearing the same pair of drawers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you gotta have some sort of variety, like, especially if they put your album on, they listen to it from the top to the bottom. You know, you want to have something to, a little continuity. You know, you don't want it to be the same record straight through. Then that's a mixtape, right? And then it should be
that
free.
I think that's what sets you apart from other people, too, because you're very animated in your lyrics and in your performances. You're very animated, and it just draws people into whatever it is you're doing or saying.
Entertainment is important. You know what I mean? I think that's another art that is lost. Well, I can't really say that because, you know, a lot of the new artists, I'm not going to lie, they're entertaining. I don't necessarily like their music, but it entertains me to look. I chuckle when I look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I chuckle.
I was just going to say, I'm chuckling too. That's not entertainment at all.
Yeah, I chuckle when I see, you know, Waka Flocka, you know. Shout out to him, he's a good dude, you know what I'm saying? But Waka Flocka, big ass shaking his dreads and, you know, like about to have a seizure. You know what I mean? It's entertaining to me to sit there and look at that. Because me, I'm a little too cool for that. Like, I'm not going to get up on stage and be shaking my head and wowing until I get an aneurysm. Nah, man.
Right.
You be getting it in, though, Pete. I've seen some of your clips. You be getting it in.
I will entertain them, though. You know, I will tell them how down, though. You know.
So. What,
you know,
what do
that
you think
up
about?
A good point.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the questions I have for you is, you know, in the game right now, who do you vibe with? Are you vibe with any of the new artists out right now? Or do you kind of, you know, not yesterday's music, but do you reach to, you know, the heart, you know, Raekwon, people like that? You still, you know, is there anybody now that you can even relate to and vibe with, you know, who's out right now?
It's funny you say that. I mean, to be honest, my MP3 player, which happens to be my phone, I have over 2,500 songs in it. A lot of the songs that I have in there are old school stuff, you know, just because it's not even really so much because of the music. Yeah, the music is better. But to me, it just takes me back to a time when everything was good, where you know, it was cool to be masculine, where, you know what I'm saying? Like, now it's not cool to be masculine. Like, you've got to be real feminine and wear mohawks and tight jeans and leggings and throw bottles in clubs, and, you know, you got to do things like that to really be considered popular, you know. And since I'm 100% alpha male, you know, I tend to gravitate towards artists who are pretty much like myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I like Kendrick Lamar. I think he gets busy. J. Cole, he gets busy. But to be honest, you know, I'm listening to a lot of Fonte from Lil Brother. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I think Focus gets busy. You know, Focus is a producer. He used to fuck with Dr. Dre, but he spit too. Shasta Malai, you know, artists along that left, you know. But I ain't really feeling rappers. I don't like rappers. I don't like rap, to be honest. You know.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty much. Me evil.
Tied
up.
I tell you what, as a beat maker, you know, I have a dilemma where, you know, guys want me to produce music for them, and I'm just not feeling his style at all. You know what I mean? And it's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well,
let me
drop a jewel on you about that though. You know, because
okay.
I also produce too. I also make beats. I haven't done beats in a really long time, and there's an interesting story about that, about why, you know, I started making the beat. But before I even get into that, you know, when you're producing, you won't get into a situation where you, especially when you get big, real big, you know, you're not going to be feeling all your artists or all the artists
right.
that are soliciting you to work. You know, the true mark of the producer is to get into the artist's head and construct something that you are feeling for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And put them together and show them, you know, what it is when they come into you. You know, now it's your sound wrapped around them. You know, maybe their style was whack fucking with a different producer. You know what I mean? But if they get with you, it might be crazy. You know, it just depends. It just depends on you know, their ability to take direction. Because also, you know, you're a producer, so you're the quarterback, bro. You know, you the one calling the plays for. So they gotta take your call and go in there and take direction the right way, and you know, there you go, you got a record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, you know, might hit a classic though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, let's do one, man. Yo, y'all hear right here on PD Radio, man. Bad Seed and Black, we gonna do something, man. We gonna do something.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
You heard? Let's all get right. it, man.
Well,
I like
the
word.
Why don't you give the people a little bit of your background, like, you know, how you got started?
I was born on a cold winter day.
You know
February
what? That's
6,
not what I'm saying.
75 in Brooklyn. In Brooklyn. I've always been hit with the music thing. You know what I'm saying? My mom, shout to Mama C. You know, my mom, she been in the music thing for a long time. She had me and my sister. We was in the choir. We was actually in the choir before. We was winning gospel fest and all that. This was before my voice changed. I was singing alto in the alto section and all that. You know, don't tell nobody.
Oh, okay.
Y'all. You know.
Shout out to Mama C. Love Mama C.
Yeah, word up. Shout out to Mama C. And, you know, she went on, she made house records. She made a house music record called Got Me Groovin', which actually popped a little bit overseas. And, you know, I sat back watching that. This was about 87, 88. You know, I was going to school and people were spitting. They was rapping at the lunch table. I was like, yo, you know what? I could do that, man. So I went home, wrote a little rap, came back. I was nice. I was nice instantly. I was born to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Because I came back chewing them. You know what I mean? So it stuck. I think ever since that day, I've been involved with hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And then I went home and I saw Big Daddy Kane and LL on TV, and then that was it. That did it for me. Those two are the reason why I rap. So you know, I did that. I was just rapping. I really wasn't taking it serious or really trying to make a career out of it until my man Magnum P, shout out to him, you know, he introduced me to Jean Grey. At the time, she was called What. He introduced me to her and Talib Kweli and Mos Def and OT and this was like probably about 96 and you know they pretty much you know they steered me in the direction like look man you because I was a street nigga I was fucking with the street they was like yo man you could do something so they pretty much took me under the wing what OT did and you know it worked out. I got a record deal in 01 with Warner Brothers. Lost it, you know, stayed independent, six-man, baby, six-man radio, you know.
Still doing it. You're still holding it down. Gotta love it.
That's right.
Got a movie coming out, too.
Yeah, I got a movie coming out.
About the movie, Darkest Before Dawn?
Yeah, it's called Darkest Before Dawn. It comes out September. It was supposed to be out this summer, but, you know, they're trying to get a little bit more time in to promo. And, you know, as far as I know, it's in the editing phase. But I got a lead role, you know. I play Trent. You know, y'all go out and get that book. In the meantime, it's called Darkest Before Dawn. It's on Amazon Kindle. It's written by Arlene Brathwaite. It's a dope urban drama, urban thriller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's dope.
Love it.
Got a lead role. Come see your boy get his Denzel on, huh?
Oh,
right.
Damn
you. I know you're going to put it down. I know you is.
Yeah, man.
But
I want to go into one of your songs right now.
All right, what you got? What you got?
I want to go into Personal Jesus.
Oh, wow. Like Personal Jesus, yeah. Yeah. Good record.
Yeah.
Good record. That actually, oh, hold on, that record's not out yet. That record is for my project that I'm working on right now. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Which
should
be.
Are you saying
it's exclusive. You know, y'all got the exclusive. It drops. It was supposed to drop this summer, but, you know, I started with the six-man radio thing, so, you know, I put the project on the back burner. But Side Eye Part 2 is coming soon. It's a double mixtape. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
This is on it, Personal Jesus, produced by my nigga Vest, Shafter Vest. Let's get into it, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You heard Island from Bad T in the future.
What it's come down to, huh? Yeah, let's get it. What more do you want from me? What I gotta do? I can only be your man. I hope you understand. I can't walk on water. I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient. Stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus. I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose.
Yeah.
Jesus. She want me to be just like
Same.
Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't be who you want me to be, just like I can't see how you want me to see. You want a perfect man? Get in a time capsule. 2,000 years ago, Jesus would have smiled at you. But you don't hear me, though. You want to change me, though. I don't bud you cussing. Supposed to be a lady, though. We fight every night. I'm looking at the door. I'm looking for peace. You looking for war. You bringing up old shit. Older than really old shit. Talk about some other shit. Wait, stay focused. Love me or leave me alone. If you slow down, you appreciate the nigga I am. You be so proud. Instead, you facetious. And I can't believe it. You want me to be perfect. Your personal Jesus. But I'm flawed, I'm a human, I'm a man. I'ma make a few mistakes, it's a part of who I am. And
what more do you want from me? What I gotta do? I can only be your man, I hope you understand. I can't walk on water, I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient, stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus, I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose, Jesus. You want me to be just like Jesus, Jesus.
I'm saying, relax yourself, girl, please settle down. I was pissed, I'm a little better now. What we fighting about now? Oh, that again. Oh, I forgot the, oh yeah, I did that again. So you mad again, my throat you rat again. Over some shit like I forgot to feed the cat again. Oh, I ain't walked the dog, so I took the fall. Beefing for nothing, cause he ain't need to be walked at all. I need Jesus, and you need help. Cause you don't put none of this blame on yourself. Nah, I ain't perfect, and you ain't evil. When I first met you, I was like, shorty is a keeper. How can I reach her? Her mama ain't teach her. She went from my angel to a creature. Her looks her best feature. Rabbi, preacher, she want me to be perfect. Her personal Jesus.
What more do you want from me? What I gotta do? I can only be your man. I hope you understand. I can't walk on water. I don't turn water to wine. Baby, be patient. Stop with the hatred. I ain't your personal Jesus. I ain't perfect. And I ain't trying to make it rough on you on purpose, Jesus. She want me to be just like Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah, you hear it, man. It go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, man. Best on the track, me back, baby. Where Nita at? Bring her in for me. And we out of here, let's go.
Oh, man,
that right there is great, man.
Jesus.
That's
I love that.
About.
That's hot.
Yeah,
yes.
Man. Yeah, man.
That is exactly
uh-huh.
what I'm talking about.
I know this next project is
going to
be outstanding.
Yeah, it's something real crazy, the project. It's a double disc. The one disc is going to be all original production. And the other disc is going to be all, like, industry beats. But when I say industry beats, I don't mean shit like the shit you're hearing in the club now. I mean, like, classic primo beats, classic P
gotcha.
Rock beats, Dilla beats, Ninth yeah. Wonder beat. It's gonna be oh Jesus, oh God.
I know it's gonna be. Oh man, I can't. I'm definitely copping that. I'm definitely mm-hmm. gonna get on. That.
Also be on the lookout for my artist. I got an artist. His name is XL the Kid. He's coming soon.
Okay.
Me and him, we also got a group together that's coming soon. It's called Small World. You know, that's
right.
coming soon. We got Six Man Radio popping. Yeah, Six Man Radio is popping. You know what I'm saying? Every Saturday night, 7:30 to 9:30, me and Nadine Michelle, you know.
Yeah, check that out, everybody.
You know,
oh,
also,
yeah.
you know, just yeah, shout to y'all,
well,
you know, y'all doing y'all thing, you know. You know, y'all, yeah, man.
We are down to our last 10 minutes. If you out there, you want to call, talk to the Bad Seed, hit us up.
Call us.
646-478-3599. Hit us up. Definitely got a question. I know I got a question that a lot of people out there probably want to ask you. It's a two-part question.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'm going to let my spokesman talk to you on it.
It's hard enough to get in the industry. How the fuck do you get in the industry and then stay there?
I need you to answer that one. Hit me up on that. You know what I'm saying? Tell
them
out there how they can get
right,
they can get down
out.
If they really need to get down. They may not want to go that route.
First of all, I mean, you cannot want to get into this shit to just play around. Like you got to really have this. You got to really have this in your heart and your soul. You really have to have it there. This business is crazy. You have to have the stomach for it. It's a business. It's more than what you think. Anything you're thinking that the business is in your mind right now, forget it, because that's not how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when you get in there, all right, you have to do consistency is the key to all success. Even if it's not worldwide and everybody's not hearing it or this, that, and the third, what you're doing is you're creating, I don't want to say archive, but you're creating catalog, you know, which is what you can sell and catalog that you own. So if anything happens at any point, God chooses to put his hand, his mighty hand on you and make you pop, you have a catalog that you own that you can receive residuals on. That's how you stay there. It's all in how you flip your shit. It's how you flip your shit and your connects and you know, staying focused. Stay focused. Don't let nothing take you off that path.
You need to do some workshops to school these young guys on all of that.
Yeah, I mean, yo, man, I'm here, man. I'm here at all times. Hit me up at Nicholas Cage with an underscore. Matter of fact, that ain't an underscore. That's a foot. Because I got my foot in a lot of these little niggas' asses. Yeah. At Nicholas Cage with a foot. With a
now
foot,
that's what
nigga.
I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you
man.
Got
okay,
anything
now.
Coming up? Any shows, anything like that coming up anytime soon?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, I was supposed to be on the road this weekend. Shout to my nigga Mims, man. That's my brother. Love him to death. I was supposed to go out there with him, but my job bullshitting. Yeah, I work, man. I work. I'm an MC. I'm nicer than 90% of Billboard. And I go to work.
Yeah, you are.
You know what I'm saying? I go to work and make an honest living. You understand? So it's crazy. I'm playing that corporate bullshit with them, ping pong. They wouldn't let me go out there. They hating because I was going to go out there and make some money. You know, so I'm not going. But shout to them. You know, they're going to be in Phoenix. They're going to be in Denver and Flagstaff and L.A., I think, you know. And, you know, shout to them. But as far as me, I'm not really trying to do any shows for my projects until I start getting my material together for this next project. I've just been so busy getting, you know, doing everything for the radio show and shit. But I'm back. I'm writing. I'm back. Let's get it.
You need to do a six-man radio.
Man,
six-man radio
showcase. Yeah, just play
that
what? Just play feed shit? Shit. I don't even
line
you talk
it up.
About just play. You talk about just play my shit?
I can't even hear what you said.
when you said a showcase, you were saying do a showcase, just play my joints?
No, shit. Everybody is in your six-man radio roster. Whatever they do,
man.
Let me get
shit.
On and do it.
Shit, hell yeah,
you
let's
scared.
Get it.
You
let's
scared.
Get it. Awesome. Yeah, shout to Jasmine with Tell All Radio. Shout to GMS.
Jazz.
Word up. Shout to GMS, MCMI Radio. Shout to Cobra with Woodshop Radio. Shout to Nadine with Bodega Fresh. Shout to y'all with PD Radio. You know, come
Nadine,
on, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. You know, and to be honest, the whole six-man, I know y'all got to go, but the whole six-man radio thing, man, like it's really been a blessing from God. I honestly didn't even think it would take off how it's taking off. You know, people tend you know they fucking with it, and yeah, the addition of y'all is definitely adding on, and you know I enjoy it because it gives me the opportunity to actually chop it up with people that I admire. You know what I'm saying? So far we had who we had on there? We had Pete Rock on there. We had Camp Low on there. We had Gene Gray, Ninth Wonder.
Full Force is crazy.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Full Force. Wait, who was with Full Force? This was just last week. Oh, Jerobi from A Tribe Called Quest. You know what I'm saying? It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. We about to do MC Light. That's big. I'm talking to DMC right now. It's off the hook. You know what I'm saying? It's off the hook.
Wow.
It's off the hook.
I tell you what,
know?
Man, I'm loving it, man. Everything you know, you're talking about is positive. You know,
man.
That's the vibe that we need right now. You know, that great feeling. You know, and just you know, keep doing what you're doing, man. And you know, we're gonna
sure.
you know ride it out. To wheels fall.
God bless
you know,
y'all.
Man.
God bless y'all. You heard? And,
oh,
and
man.
You know,
I got one more question for you.
But before you do that, shout to God and shout to God's kids,
definitely.
Man. Shout to God's kids. The devil is a liar. He's a punk. He's a bitch, man.
Tell
him I said it.
Tell
him I said it, man. Hold up. All right. What's the next
right.
question?
30 seconds. Quick question. Right. I got to ask you this as a, you know, beat maker producer, man. You know, who is a, you know, one of the producers that, you know, that really, like, draws out that inspiration in you and just takes you to the next level when you work with this producer? You know what I mean? I want you to give that person some props. You know, I know y'all didn't, you know, when it
yo,
down
you know
the
what?
Line.
You know what? It's a toss-up. It's a toss-up between
okay.
the two people. It's Dirty Swift for Midi Mafia and
right.
Beth. You know, I haven't had that. There's a certain thing called synergy. Like
right.
I can just say something and they'll execute it, you know. Like you know, like the personal Jesus joint. Like I told Vess, I said, yo, Vess, flip that Anita Baker joint, you know, and what he came back with was crazy, you know. It exceeded what I saw in my head, you know. So
that's what I'm talking about.
So, you know, that's what I mean. That's synergy. That's when you're able to work on records together and the result is personal Jesus, you know. But Dirty Swift too. We had a really good chemistry too, you know.
All right. Well, we got to wind down the show right now. So, Steve, we thank you so much for blessing us with this call
anytime.
In and just chatting it up with us. Always
yeah,
good
anytime.
To talk with you, and hopefully we'll get you back on the show again.
Yep, anytime.
Definitely.
Yep.
Top it up with
no, that's right. More premieres to come, baby. More premieres to come.
Yeah, man. And shout to y'all, man. Congratulations. I love the show. Love it. Love
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thumbs
thank
up.
You so much.
Yep. All right.
And on that note,
all right,
let's
have a
ride
good night.
It
thank
on
you.
For sure.
Out. PD Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to
welcome
PD
to
PD
Radio.
Radio.
Every Tuesday night. 8 to 9. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more.
PD Radio.
Every Tuesday.